French President Nicolas Sarkozy unveiled a broad-based cabinet today, surprising politicians and observers by keeping his election promises. James Walston is Professor of International Relations at the American University in Rome. He told Emma McCarthy that it may be France's shortest-lived government.
One of the key points is the number. He said he would cut costs, and he's setting an example with the cabinet, which has halved. What is also very significant is that he has appointed as foreign minister Bernard Kouchner, the founder of Médecins Sans Frontières, a socialist and somebody who is fairly pro-American. And the other unusual elements that he had promised that half of his cabinet would be women, and half of them are. They cover also key ministries, the Ministry of the Interior and the Ministry of Defence and the Ministry of Justice, all of which are heavyweight ministries. So it's quite a revolutionary cabinet.
Now, many people say that this cabinet will not really have a very long shelf life, considering that in just under a month's time, France is heading towards legislative elections. Do you think that this is really just another ploy by Sarkozy to try and boost electoral vote for his party ahead of the campaign?
This cabinet cannot last because there's going to be a new cabinet with the new National Assembly. What I could say is that this will cause more trouble for the socialists than it will give support for the UMP. There is another political problem. By reducing the number of members of cabinet and by giving half of them to women and one major one to an opposition member, there are an awful lot of UMP politicians who are feeling a bit cheated, and whether they come back to bite him in the neck or not, it remains to be seen.